Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C. What up? We're back.
Hi, everybody. We're back.
Yeah.
We're back and refreshed. We're feeling good. I want to apologize for our last episode when I really went off and said that I was done. turns out that I was PMSing very badly, and I apologize for that.
Waking people up in the middle of the night panicking and like, I have to listen to this podcast now.
You know what was so weird is I made the title Vanderpump Rules Party, what was it, like, is over. And it wouldn't let me put Vanderpump Rules Party.
Oh.
Like Apple, the iTunes would not let me do that. It was so bizarre.
Well, and your intention of that was like the party's over. Like not yes. us are over, but like the party and us celebrating Vanderpump Rules people and cast and the show, it's kind of over.
It's over.
Because we're all burnt out on them. They don't seem appreciative.
I still stand by that. Like I'm back, but I still am very disgusted with them.
Yeah, and I'm bored.
And it's continued. Like, even with some of the developments that have happened this week and, like, new things, I'm just like, blech.
Yeah, I just kind of don't care. Like, I'm excited to see. I really hope the rumor is true that there's some new cast members. Just to have something interesting. It's not, I want everyone to go away. That's not it. I don't want everyone replaced or anything like that. It's just something needs to change. We're just, everything's stale.
Yeah, some sort of surprise in, you know, some twist, something where we're like, oh my gosh, like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
For those of you who have not listened to our last episode, we also made an announcement that since we are on a break from Vanderpump Rules right now, since it is not currently on the air, we need something to fill our time. So we're going to be covering social media, but also we are covering a classic, iconic reality show called Pretty Wild. And I mean, I just feel absolutely renewed, and like life has just been breathed into me, and it's made me remember that I love reality TV, why I love reality TV, and what is wrong with Vanderpump Rules. There was actually a couple of times where I was just like, see, like, this is,
yeah,
it just felt different. It felt fresh.
It felt
and
so good. I literally texted Holly after I was in the middle of the first episode. I'm like, God, this is refreshing. I'm like, this feels so good. I'm like, I had a rough week and I was like, I really needed this.
Yeah. And at the time I hadn't watched it yet because I was like so bogged down with stuff too. And like, it was same thing, like super stressful week. And I was like, I haven't got to it yet. But when she texted me that, I was like, okay, I need to sit down and do this. And sure enough, it was amazing. And I feel like I just like feel energized.
Yeah.
So if you guys haven't downloaded that yet, it's $12.99. That is like worth it
for the season, and it's on iTunes. Is it on anything else, Hulu or anything?
No, everyone's really been working on that. Heather did find it on YouTube, but I guess it's a little bit grainy, but you can watch it there for free. So it's an option.
Amazon Prime or anything like that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Not sure.
Well, I bought it on iTunes. It was a very reasonable price for the gold that it is.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I don't know if I'd want to spend $12.99 on 25 episodes of Vanderpump last season, but I'll spend it on 9 episodes. And they're really short, you guys. They're like 22 minutes each. So.
But don't think you're getting ripped off for that. Like, it's packed. It's packed with just like
a lot happens.
Cigarettes, smoking, juicy couture suits, and, you know, and so it is.
I thought, I'm just going to watch this lightly and talk about it. I don't think I'll need to take notes or anything. I wasn't even through this season on. I was pausing my screen, taking pictures like of Tess smoking in the hot tub. I'm like, classic. Of that mask Andrea emerges in with like the bullets in it. I mean, everything was gold, and I was only 45 seconds in.
Yeah. I ended up putting it on in front of my kids because they wouldn't go to bed. And as soon as I saw Tess in that jacuzzi with the cigarette, Ronnie's eyes got so big. And I was like, okay, I guess I can't watch this right now. Like, it's, and I love that. Like, I like, good. Like, I want to watch you late at night. Like, yeah. Cool.
And also, I mean, it kind of has a good upswing 10 years later kind of thing, because they're doing well.
Right.
So they really went through it, hit, you know, the pits of their lives, and from addiction and, you know, drugs, eating problems, every sort of thing, childbirth. They're out. They've come through on the other side.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be a really fun series, you guys, that we're going to do. We're going to cover, you know, the first episode, second, and we're not going to talk about what's happened in the future. We'll get to that later. So we're only going to cover the episodes, and then you got to stick with us to hear the full story.
Yeah.
And with word on the street is we've got some people in the group that are very close to this reality show. So we're going to be having some inside info. So it should be really fun. I think you guys will really enjoy it. So let's talk about some Vanderpump Rules gossip.
Yeah. And then I know people asked us to touch on OC when that starts too, but just because we are in the OC.
I'm down. Yeah.
I mean, we don't have to like deep dive it, but since it's so local and we can be local and mm-hmm. we can, you know, it's relevant, and at least until Vanderpump starts.
Right.
So, I mean, I would love to be on 90 Day, but there's like 7 different 90 Days and they're all fantastic, but that would be like a podcast every single day. And yeah. they already have them. So I haven't listened to those podcasts, though, because I imagine there's just a ton. There's so many shows, so it's confusing, but it's so worth it. Same with Love After Lockup. All right. Well, I saw, you know, Jax was still lashing out at people and yelling at people. And so, like, someone posted, he posts a picture of Brittany tying her shoe saying, so proud of this one, conquering her fears. And someone said, what does that mean? She's tying her shoe. He's like, obviously you don't know how TV works. And just lashes out.
Yeah, he's like, it wouldn't be very riveting footage if I told you everything, would it? And it's like, well, Jax, we saw that you guys were all doing stupid zip lining.
Like, yeah, we saw it on your story. So that one, that's, you're so, right. It's not very riveting when it'll be on the show.
So by you being the producer of your own stupid Instagram stories, showing her tire shoe just makes us all want to punch our head into the wall. Like it's not like he's being clever. Like he's pulled one over on us. Like it doesn't take much to figure out what, like he really thinks like he, like you got to solve the mystery by watching the show. Like off, Jax.
I feel like they're all doing that. Like James and Lala did that with their stupid studio teasing. And then James saying like, well, I had a good run. And then Lala, what Holly just told me, posting this, that picture, new cast member.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to tell that story?
Yeah. So basically there was a story that came out that, and it was, I wish I would have screenshotted the, all the same stupid publications that post these dumb stories on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
Basically, someone posted and said, there's a new cast member. Her name is Dana. And she, right away, everyone spotted that she was one of the girls from the episode from last year that was one of the sluts and whores that was in the room at the Mondrian when the boys were having their boys' night and the girls were in Solvang. How would they say it? Solvang.
Solvang.
So vain. So right away, that just makes me feel just disgusting. Either that girl just happened to just wow the producer so much that they want her on the show, which
or the whole thing was staged and fake.
I doubt it. But
it was a manufactured scene.
Yeah.
It was scripted.
So the girl's a cute blonde. I'm interested to see how old she is because she seems a little bit older to me. Not in a bad way or anything, but she just definitely doesn't come off as young.
Like when Vale showed up or something like that?
Kind of. Like she's acting like she's younger, but I can tell she isn't. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so basically what happened was...
Kind of like Brittany. I mean, I always think Brittany's like 24 because she acts 24. She doesn't act 30.
Right. Yeah. So this person posted on Instagram and said, who the F is this new Dana chick? Please tell me she is not going to be a full-time cast member. She was the same chick who was at the hotel last season. Seems like a crazy stalker desperate for fame. That's what this person said. And then Jax responded, who? Question mark. And then the girl goes on to explain, like, Jax, she really has to explain to you. Like, so then she goes on to say, Dana, there's an article going around saying she's a new full-time cast member and has drama with you and Britt. Lala posted a picture with her the other day, but then deleted it. If it's true, that's disappointing. If she has drama with you and Britt, the audience will hate her anyway.
I think they'll love her.
Yeah. And so Jax responded to her and said,
wait, is that Emmanuel?
Yeah, he's like, no clue and no. It's like,
So, I don't know. I hope so. But these people are just fucking with us. They're dropping all these things and they're laughing at us behind their backs, behind our backs, because they're like, huh, see, they're so stupid. Look, they're already talking like new cast member Dana. They're such idiots. That's literally what they're doing.
Yeah. And we just want to say, like, we're not buying it. Like, we're still disgusted. I'm disgusted with this new cast member. I don't care.
Yeah,
I absolutely do not. I don't know who they could bring on the show that I would care about. I don't know what they could do right now to like ease my temper towards the show.
Laura Lee.
Yes, that is the only thing. Thank right. you for that. That is the only thing. Bringing Laura Lee back is the only thing.
Frank.
Or like legitimately bringing Aaron onto the show, like something to like really F things up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like or like making Dana Schroeder a full time cast member. Something like I need more.
Dana would be good also, or like a bigger reality star coming on and then like stealing the limelight.
Yes. Expenser. So like someone really threatening them. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be really good.
Or like, well, like DJ Pauly D, he's good friends with Sheena. I could see him being on the spinoff Vanderpump Vegas.
Yeah.
James and Sheena go over there. They hang out with Pauly D all the time. James and like Pauly D collab. But we need Pauly D to come to WeHo to outshine Jax. Doesn't take much.
I mean, Jax, I feel like Jax is always trying to look like Pauly D. Oh, this is like a kind of a mean thing that I noticed. So did you see that there was Brittany Instagram storied? I actually turned the volume on for this story because I was laying next to my kids, so I couldn't turn it up because they were sleeping. But Brittany brought him like a dish of pasta that she had made for one of the sponsors.
I did see that.
And did you see when Jax went to eat it? Like, he put his head down and he had a big old bald spot. Did you see it?
Oh, I've seen that before.
And I
love it.
I almost wanted to start an account like a
Jax, like you did either, with T. Sandy's hair.
Yeah. Either like a hate post, like just go off on him constantly, or make it like a fan page and just like go off on people that possibly say something. Like, I might do both. We'll see. But
oh, you should do it like it is Jax, and like you're a fan of the bald spot, and then people that make fun of it, you're like, look at you. You look like a troll. Like, just,
yeah. Yeah, you know, that's, yeah.
Inspired by. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be more fun.
Yeah. So I'm going to work on both of those. Something needs to be done about Jax.
Yes. Something. That needs to happen.
It does.
And then he's going to race to Lakey's office and be like, can you do plugs?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong. I mean, he's older, you know, he's 40. Yeah,
it's fine. And it's fine. Can see him shaving his head. He'll look like Frank on Jersey or whatever. But
it's just funny because it's him and I know how he is. And a comment like that would it'll send him spiraling. Yeah.
But I've seen that bald spot a lot lately.
Me too. I have too.
So I love
that. He's really doing a comb over now. Like, that's why he has like the fuckboy hair, because he can comb it back.
Yeah.
Oh, Jax.
Yeah, instead of because remember like 2 seasons ago, he was like shaving it real tight.
Yeah.
And he looks so like beastly, like Shrek when he had that look.
Yes.
He needs hair.
Yes. Okay, so there was apparently, they were calling it an emergency trip to Vegas. Did you hear that? Mm-hmm. They went to Vegas and
was it all of them? I just saw Ariane and Stassi.
It was everyone. Kristen was not there because she was in Detroit or something. Uh-huh. Sheena was doing her egg thing.
Uh-huh.
And but everybody else.
Okay.
And Lisa, Rudy. Lisa was there.
Peter?
Good question. I don't know. I think so. Actually, yes, I think so.
I mean, he was probably leading him all around with his scout app. Oh, hey, you guys, I know how to get out. I know how to get to the garden. Follow me. Everyone download the app. We'll get to him. Okay, so what was it for? You don't. I just saw something about a pool. Ariana was in a pool telling people to be unclassy and get in the pool. I don't know. I was confused. I didn't understand
it. I am pretty sure that it was for, you know, something for Lisa's restaurant. They were there on behalf of Lisa. And then, you know, Lisa also did the zip lining and she did it all dressed up. Like, I'm sure that's going to be a whole little shtick.
Was that like
this
outside in the desert?
No, like down. Right.
Oh, downtown.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then, Schwartz's feet were all dirty because he was like barefoot and it, like,
of course,
people were coming to his defense and saying in defense of him that Vegas is dirty. So it's not his fault.
I wear flip flops 24/7 and I'm in Vegas a lot. No.
I mean, I feel like this is, we've noticed this about Schwartz many times. I think he just has dirty feet.
He's just dirty.
He's dirty.
He's
swampy. Yeah, swampy.
He's fungal.
Yes. So.
Okay. Well, I think the emergency is they're doing a spinoff because that's going to attract more people to Vanderpump Vegas. Caesars probably doesn't mind, you know, being featured in a reality show.
I mean, we already know that this was going on there when they were
Advertising for
they were searching for people to work there and said you would have to be comfortable being filmed.
Yeah,
so duh.
No, not rocket science.
And then did you hear that Lisa Vanderpump and Nick Lane are going to have like a chandelier line?
Yeah, I saw some of those that Maggie posted.
Are you gonna buy one?
No. They were pretty. I mean,
I
wouldn't really go, but you know.
I have to say, I felt like they were really basic. I ordered a chandelier from Amazon,
mm-hmm.
which, I mean, who, like, I would think that it would be horrible, right? It came, it was beautiful, but it very much looked like one of their chandeliers. Like, I'm just saying, like, is there a lot that goes into chandelier making that makes his exclusive? Does he, like, what is it that,
yeah.
I guess you're buying?
I'd have
name.
To, like, see him. I just saw, like, I didn't even blow up each individual picture.
Me too. I guess they were a little different looking. I mean, good for him starting a business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should we move to Peter?
I wonder how much they are.
Yeah. I'm thinking affordable, you know, like 500-ish or something.
Okay. That says like 400 or 500, or are they going to be like 3,000?
I don't know. Maybe he has different price points. Like.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what'd you say?
Peter.
Peterific Slots coming to you soon. Literally.
So Peter made this announcement that he thought that we were all just going to, you know, jump up and down for, saying,
like foaming at the mouth, following
his
little clues.
You guys, I know you've been waiting for this. You know, everyone's always asking me what I'm working on, what I'm doing in the 24 hours that I have in a day. And this is it. I am going to have a casino app where you could interact with me, Peter.
That's right, folks. Me.
So the whole thing just seemed like asinine. Like, I was absolutely beside myself. And I thought, you know what? Everyone is making fun of it. It's stupid. It's a stupid thing. And
he
I thought.
Still thinks he's a main cast member or something.
It's really sad. It's really sad. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to go to Peter's Instagram. I'm going to click on the link and I'm going to sign up. Like, even if there's a fee, like a $2.99 a month fee or something like that, I'm going to make myself one of the best players and I'm going to get the scoop on what the hell this is. So I like went in ready to sign up.
You're going to be the Randall Emmett of Peterific Slots.
That's right. Okay. So I was like, this is it. Like, I can, you know, hang with gambling. Here we go. So I went onto the site, followed the link, to find that it is not even out. It's coming soon. So they want you to enter in your email address and then you can be on a list when it does become available. It's not like you get like early entrance or you get anything exclusive by joining early. It's just a stupid sign up.
So you don't miss the launch date.
Yeah.
Or maybe the launch party.
But I just think that it was very foolish of Peter to make it seem like it was ready to go. Like, I think that's incredibly embarrassing, actually. And, like, his little press release is, like, ridiculous. Like, there's a little press release about Peter Madrigal from Vanderpump Rules is going to be featured on a casino app. So I went to this casino app. It's like run by these two dudes, and it looks like they're trying to get like D-list. Is Peter even D-list? He's like E-list.
Yeah.
E-list celebrities, you know, like trying to endorse them.
The mains would be D-list.
Right.
Tom Schwartz.
Like D-list. Like another person who's involved with this project, you guys, is Eva Marie. And I actually think she's a way bigger celebrity than Peter. I mean, she was a main feature on the Divas. What are they called? The whatever. You guys know what I'm talking about. She was a main cast member. She wasn't like Peter, who would appear and be like, could I bring you your shot glass? Like, Peter, you're not even on the show. Anyways, so basically
but he doesn't watch a show, so he doesn't know that.
Which, you know what? It's not a bad idea.
Right.
If we ever do appear on the show in the background, we just have to tell everyone we're on the show. And then we're like, well, we don't watch it. Well, I guess everyone would know we watch it because we podcast on it. But like, I actually like how dumb he is. Like, it's like, oh, like just walk around and
live in your illusion of
head in the clouds. Yeah.
Delusion. Illusion.
Yeah.
Both.
Something.
It's funny though. It's like, I want to say it's sad, but it's like, he's so happy and jolly that it's like, well, he's not sad. So I guess it works.
Yeah. And like he said, he has 24 hours in the day. So it's like, it's no big deal for him.
One slice of his pie.
Yeah. It's like, he's busy. It's no big deal. He works, you know, 12 hours at the restaurant. He does a couple hours on this. He works out just 2 times a day.
One cookie in his cookie jar.
Yeah. No big deal. He's got sweat off his back.
He's still got the Casino Scout app. If that ever comes out, he's still got the Harrow. If that ever distributed.
You would think that like, if he is so involved in quote unquote casino things, that he would maybe like play poker or something like that and be in the scene. I've never once seen him at a casino or even talk about gambling.
Yeah.
Like,
I saw him go to Vegas last year on a business trip, but that was probably to walk around casinos to see how hard they are to get out of. I don't know. Or like, hi, Caesars, is Caesar here? I want to talk to him about laying out the whole casino and making it visible on my app so everyone knows how to get out of your place. So may I speak to Caesar?
Yeah.
And then it didn't work out very well, so he had to go back to California and try the tribal casinos. So we'll
see. So a couple, I actually got like multiple DMs in our little break of you guys have been so nice, you know, saying like, you guys don't go away. Like, I know you got messages too. But one of the girls who messaged said, hey, I'm listening to you on Spotify and the episode, I've listened to every single episode, but it ends at this one point. And many of you guys have messaged us saying that. And just to address that really quick, we just added Spotify recently. So they only took it up to the point where we added it. So, and I don't know how to go back and add more. So if you ever want to listen to more episodes, you can go onto our website, VanderpumpRulesParty.com. All of our episodes are there. But the girl asked, she's like, when did you guys start? And I thought, oh my God, I don't even actually know the first day of when we started. And I just pulled it up and it was 11/29/2016.
Yeah.
Which is just, it's surreal to me that we've been like, no wonder we're burned out. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
So I think we're doing good. And yeah.
So stay tuned for Peterific slots. And then the latest announcement, kind of, was people have been posting around a screenshot of Ariana's new cocktail book / Tom's and Ariana's cocktail book. And we say that because Tom's name is listed first, then hers. And obviously it's not alphabetical because she would be first in both letters. Mm-hmm. So, however, so I tweeted out that because one of you guys in our group said, you know, how come Tom's name is first? And I'm like, that's a really good question, especially for someone like, you know, an empowered woman like Ariana. Like, and it was her original deal. Uh-huh. So she should be first. Mm-hmm. So I tweeted that out. It was not a bad tweet. It was just a like, hey, we were just curious. Why is Tom's name first and not yours? Well, then she DM'd me and asked me to take it down because I guess that's someone at the publishing, like an intern or someone, got hold of it and released it, but they weren't supposed to. That's not the final cut. So she said that's not the cover, but the title is still the title, but the cover is going to be different. So maybe they will switch the names around. I don't know.
It just makes me kind of LOL. I don't know if it makes me like happy for them or concerned for them, but you know, we've seen that Jax and Brittany have published like publicist handlers because they've contacted us, right? Mm-hmm. Ariana's doing all of her own work. She contacted every single person, and there was many of them in our group and beyond, to take down their posting herself.
Yeah.
She herself contacted. I mean, that's a
lot. It was like 2 minutes after I posted it, too, because like I really hadn't been on Twitter in a week or so. Like I've been just on and off social media. It's just whatever. So that was the first time I was on, and like got it like 2 minutes later. So she's like right on top of it. But didn't you say it was on Amazon? Or someone said it was on Amazon?
It absolutely was, yeah.
So how would Amazon get it from the publisher? Like, I get that...
Well, Heather made a good point about this. Heather said that the bizarre thing about the Amazon photo is that it was such low resolution. She couldn't even blow it up because it was so pixelated. So there's no way that the publisher would upload a horrible photo of with low resolution. So it almost did seem like something happened.
Or would it be like private seller Amazon that uploaded it?
I don't think so. Someone really fucked up for sure. Like, and.
Huh.
But the fact that Ariana is handling it herself is like really bizarre.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, they're good at saving money.
Yeah, I guess so. I would think that it would be very stressful watching, and especially because you posted that days after all of this happened, so she was still on it. You know what I mean? Like, it was gone. Everything was gone.
And I just saw it. And I'm like, oh, and I told her, I'm like, well, okay, well, I'm just catching up. I'm a little behind on social media right now. And it's in a ton of groups, so I'll take it down. I don't mind, but just so you know, it's in a whole bunch of other places because that's where I just saw it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's where I saw the comments of people talking about the names or talking about the title and talking about, you know, because there were so many comments because, like you said, it was days ago and I'm just getting to it now.
Well, the title really triggered people. The order of the names triggered people. Danny Pellegrino triggered people. Just everything. Like, people were, I think, just really shocked at, like, that was her final product she was putting out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm excited to buy it and try it and make it and see what I like and don't like, but I don't like the title either. It's too Stassi-ish for me, and it's not like Stassi owns AF. It's just she's really branded that to herself, and it just doesn't seem Tom or Ariana to me. They don't seem like AF people. They seem... She said it was a joke that we're all missing, but I don't know. I would expect something different or clever or
I could see cool. her say, I actually can like hear her saying it in her own voice. I don't hear Stassi saying it. Like I could see.
Well, she said they wanted as fuck, but retailers wouldn't put that in their stores. You know, cover, you know,
well,
saying fuck.
I find that strange or hard to believe when there's like a best-selling book with the word fuck in it. What is that one called that's so popular right now? It's like fuck your something. Like F*CK. It's like,
yeah.
There's a podcast about it. You guys will know what I'm talking about. Something like, oh, the art of saying fuck something. The fuck of, I don't know. You guys will know. But yeah, it's fully like the bad word is like right there.
And really, what retailers are we talking about? It's not going into like.
It's going into Target, I think.
Really?
Yeah. That was, I read that somewhere.
Did Stassi's book get into Target?
Yeah.
Target doesn't even have that many books.
I've seen Stassi's book everywhere.
Huh. Interesting.
I don't know. I mean, I just don't, I would never personally buy a cocktail book. That's just, well, I mean, I
but
just.
But Stassi's book is a little more because it's like autobiographical and people, reality stars and D-lit, they're always writing books, right?
Right.
But this one is more novelty. It's just about cocktails.
That's why I'm thinking maybe there's more to it. You know what I mean? Like maybe there is more to it that's going to make it somehow. Well,
she did say before that they were trying to
add stories
to it.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because otherwise there would not need to be anyone else on the...
Right.
Bill.
Yeah, that he was helping them storytell.
Right.
And write correctly and
yeah.
whatever. Edit. All right. Well, we'll see. I mean, she said it's coming soon. The announcement's coming soon. So we'll all be, you know.
I mean,
we've
always supported Ariana, so we absolutely will.
And we've been saying for years we will be giving them away when it's released. So still going to honor that.
What about like her face elixirs?
I asked her about that too. I didn't tell you that part. And I said, oh, also like, because I said, well, we'll still give your, you know, book away. Can't wait to read it. But also like, what about face elixir? Because I got really obsessed with it. And especially after talking to Katie at the Crappies, I was like, she told me it was very soon. It was like on the brim. And I'm like, okay, well, she told me all about it. And I'm like a huge Eminence whore. And it sounds very similar. So I'm totally down. I'm excited to try it. And I was led to believe it was coming like momentarily. But she said it's still in the works, and she said, she said, as you can see, I like to take my time with things. So that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
So I guess, I mean, I'm sure something like that takes a long time.
That would have been a funny title. Take Your Time Cocktails or something, like, cause it took so freaking long for her to put this book out.
Slow AF cocktails.
Like something more on brand for her. Like,
yeah, that. I mean, I understand the face elixir because you got to get the balance and maybe the FDA approval, or I don't know. You have to get so many things approved with something.
I mean, Kylie Jenner has put out a lot of stuff quickly.
She had billions to back her. Millions.
Mm.
Yeah.
She's going slow.
Christina Kelly cranking that shit out.
Yeah.
She quits her.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm going to start my own Rosewater Cucumber Spray Company, because I've been making the scrubs for years.
I actually came to you. I brought something to show you tonight. I think I'm starting a company, a clothing company. I need your help. Sarah.
Oh, the one you told me about?
Yes.
Yeah, you should do it.
Yeah. I brought you. I want to show you. I'll show you later, but
yeah,
I totally want to do it. I'm ready right now.
It's so easy and cheap. And if you know how to get to the people buying it.
That's why I need your help.
Well, and the manufacturing is like, I mean, just go downtown though and get contractors.
Yeah.
I mean, see, where we went wrong or struggled is because we are constantly changing because you have to. But like if you're saying there's like four staple options.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you change those four options
and then change my fabric is all I would do.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Like you just change the fabric.
Well, and that's the same cut. That's the same lot then, because you cut it the same, you sew it at the same time. So, I mean, it's a magical way to do it. Then.
Yeah.
It's so easy. Yeah. If you're just doing the same styles but different fabrics. Because really with a child, how many styles could you really do?
Yeah. There's about three that I were interested in. So.
Yeah. Like a scoop, an A-line, cheerleader. Yeah. Cool.
So stay tuned, you guys. Okay. Are we ready to jump into?
Yes. But first we want to tell you guys about a new sponsor we have. We're excited about. You guys, a lot of you are starting families now or thinking about starting families, or you're thinking like Sheena, what do I need to do if I might want to have children in the future? It's really, you know, we spend so much time, you know, we have so much access to preventing pregnancies, but we really need more information to help us plan, you know, for it in the future, or if it's something we want right away. And, you know, because people are waiting so much longer, we're finding more and more, like one out of six couples are experiencing fertility issues now. So no matter what your plan, there's one simple step you should consider taking today. It's an at-home hormone fertility test from Modern Fertility. What Modern Fertility is, it's a kit. It ships right to your home. You take this test and you send it out and you get physician-reviewed results in just a few days. It shows you eight different hormone levels and it gives you a full report delivered to you. It's only $159, and that gives you access to the information you need to plan ahead. These tests at doctors are often $1,000 or more, and you can also still use your FSA or HSA. They also give you access to your personal fertility team. You can connect with a fertility nurse, join their weekly webinars, which they call Egginars. That was funny. And then also connect with their online community with other women going through things like that, which I think would be helpful, especially if people are having struggles. It's nice to like feel like you're not alone. And maybe people don't want to open it up or open up with people close to them because it's too painful. Sometimes a stranger might help.
Yeah, I mean, TTC forums are very huge, so I don't think there's a problem with that. But I love this. I think it's such a cool idea because, I don't know. Can I interrupt your spiel real quick?
Oh yeah. Of course.
I mean, for me personally, I haven't ever shared this on the podcast, or maybe I have. But before I had Ronnie, my oldest daughter, who's 5, I struggled with infertility. It took me years to get pregnant. Chad and I were married, you know, almost 10 years before we had her. And I mean, it was really hard to realize that, oh my gosh, like I can't get pregnant. It was, you know, borderline humiliating going to a doctor and saying that I was struggling and then telling them to, you know, try for a year and then come back. And I just feel like I love that this is such a proactive and private way to address, you know, that mm-hmm. what's going on. And so you can kind of, you know, at least map out maybe something for yourself or go see. I just felt like if I would have had something like this, it would have empowered me to know like what I was dealing with. Yeah. And then I could go to a doctor with a little more knowledge than them just looking at me and saying, you're fine.
Yeah, I looked at a sample report they posted and it was cool because it made me understand it better because I was like, oh, I see. You can see kind of what to plan for, or, ooh, looks like my eggs are a little bit low or a little bit high. But that could also mean something else. But it kind of gives you the first stepping stones to start planning and understanding.
Yeah. And I mean, if $159 for you ladies out there that are struggling with infertility, you know that that is nothing. I mean, the amount of money that I spent doing IVF, that I spent on ovulation kits and pregnancy tests, I mean, it is very expensive. So if I would have known about something for $159 to find out all that, I'm so excited that science is to this point. Like, it's so cool.
Yeah, you can just mail it in and all their tests are conducted in a CLIA certified lab. And Modern Fertility's team of physicians and clinical advisors lead some of the nation's top fertility clinics.
Yeah, so cool.
So you guys can go to modernfertility.com/pumpers, take their fertility quiz, and get $20 off your Modern Fertility test. So again, modernfertility.com/pumpers. Take the fertility quiz. It's really simple, quick, easy. I did it a couple days ago and it took like a minute. And then you'll get $20 off your kit. I hope it helps and I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
All right. Pretty wild.
Okay. So, you guys, we weren't sure how we were going to do this, and Sarah and I actually didn't even really talk about how we're going to cover this, but we're just going to flow with it, see what each other took, you know, as for their notes, and we'll see how this goes. We're not going to go, like, so deep into it. We just want to talk about it and get you guys excited about the show, too. So, we're going to start with episode 1 and kind of talk about what the show is about.
Yeah, and Chelsea Handler was a producer.
Yes.
So it says it's three sisters, but technically they're not three sisters.
Yeah, technically it's two sisters.
But are we not going to address that until they reveal that on the show, which I think is next week?
Yeah, let's wait.
Okay, so three sisters raised by Mother Andrea and her new husband, Jerry, who by the end of episode 2, I was in love with. At the first part, I was like, oh, he's creepy, but I love him. Anyways, they live in Los Angeles area and she homeschools all three of them, even though they're like, what are they, like 16, 17, 18 at this point?
Mm-hmm.
She homeschools all of them, but the curriculum she uses is all based on The Secret. So that's what she teaches them.
Yeah. So there's Tess, who is a model slash vixen. Mm-hmm. There's Alexis, who has a rising career with the wrong friends and goes down a path that we will learn about. And then there's Gabby, who's trying to hold the family all together. And then, like Sarah said, the mom, Andrea,
who kind of looks like she used to be a Playboy playmate. And she reminds me of like Kathy Ireland's like sister, you know, like, oh, I can see the resemblance, but not totally.
She kind of reminds me of Stephanie from Baywatch.
Really?
Yes.
But see, Stephanie reminds me of Kristen.
What?
Alexandra. Whatever.
Do not insult Kristen like that.
Stephanie.
Yes.
You know, she's a twin in real life.
Really?
Yeah. She's so like Kristen. Her body God. Is Kristen. Her is Kristen.
I would fucking love to cover Baywatch.
Next.
We could really break those down.
Coming soon with Peterific Slots. Baywatch.
Yeah. So Andrea was a Playboy model in the 80s. And I mean, the opening scene, like, let's just talk about this for 1 second and then we'll keep going through the stats. So like Sarah teased before, it's just mayhem as soon as the show starts. The girls are, when we say like, oh, there are three girls, their boobs are out. They've got piercings. They're smoking. They're slapping each other's butts.
Oh, they have a stripper pole in the middle of their house that they use quite well and with no clothes on.
It's a free for all. Like, it is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
And within the first 5 seconds, there's, like I said, nudity, the stripper pole, and the mom saying that, you know, she was a Playboy model. And it opens up with her on one of those back stretchers, like the inverted back, you know, like you're on like a plat and you're like upside down. It stretches your spine.
I was wondering what that looked like, a little MRI machine or something.
Yeah, they're supposed to be really good for your back, but they're a pain because they're so big. My dad actually bought one and returned it because it was just like so, like such an insane like piece of equipment. Like, yeah, it's, you can't do anything with it, but yeah, it actually does help. Hmm. So she's yelling at the girls. She's like, girls, time for your Adderall.
Oh, God. Yes.
And each of the girls file down through the house and she opens up the cabinet and there's multiple pill bottles and she hands each of them their daily dose of Adderall.
And she said, she's like, well, I just got them all tested and they all have ADD, ADHD. So I put them all on Adderall. I'm like, really?
And they look like it.
That's some kind of genetic gene. Oh, wait, one of them's not even, we'll get there. Yeah, that's great. Well, and then later on when they're driving to court and Alexis is like, can you give me a 5 milligram Adderall? I'm like, I don't even know how many milligrams is an Advil. Like, I wouldn't know this. But
yeah,
it explains a lot about Vanderpump Rules when they all had their skinny era. And
she's like, I need an Adderall XR, not a regular one. Okay, so pole dancing. Okay, so they're kind of like letting us know each of the girls' personalities. And like I said, they describe Tess as the model vixen, Alexis as the rising career with the wrong friends. And then they kind of like go with Gabby for a little bit. So Gabby's the youngest one.
But she's like more like the mom.
Yes.
And she should be the mom.
And she just like my immediate like first look of her is she's a stressed out girl.
Yeah.
She is not as like carefree looking as them. Her eyes just carry like a lot more like worry in them. And they explain to us that she's the one who takes care of the chores. She makes sure she does her homework, which I must like her homework as in The Secret.
She gets on the other girls to do chores. Like, she's the mom.
Yeah. So she's like, when are you going to do your laundry? And they're like, I don't know, like never. And
I mean, and she should look distressed because look what's going on in that house.
Chaos. Absolute chaos.
This is why she's the only sane one. She should be stressed out because there's a lot to be stressed about.
And then, yeah. Okay. So
she's amazing.
So then they introduced Jerry, the stepdad. They introduced him as the stepdad. Mm-hmm. So because that's her new husband.
Yeah. We saw the
biological father.
Yeah, he was scary.
Yeah. So they're homeschooled 4 days a week, and the curriculum is based on the... I like that she didn't even say the book. I had the subtitles on. She literally said, the curriculum is based on the movie, The Secret. Like,
wow.
Wow. And so it is.
They end every like episode or little group hug or everything is ended with, and so it is.
I have to tell you, amen. I have a confession. As soon as I saw episode one of this back when it aired, I 100% ran out and was like, what the hell is The Secret? I have to know everything. Like, I bought the book. I like subscribed to the email.
Did you make a vision board and all that stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I was just like, I love it. Like,
I knew what it was before.
Like, if this, I did too, but like, they made it cool. Like, you know, everyone I think had heard of it, but like, they were really like legit. Like, they were actually ahead of their time.
Yeah. They were quintessential mid-2000 where they just had that look, the same goal where girls that era, you know, the Paris Hilton era, when you just wanted to be a bimbo.
Yes.
That, and, you know, Girls Next Door. It's that whole time frame, that whole era where we took it back. Well, yeah, where we took it back, where women, like, we want to be like the side piece bimbo, like sexualized, and like that was the goal. And that's what was happening.
Yes.
And that was...
It was a beautiful time. It really was. It was so entertaining. I mean, this... It's
a beautiful time for TV. 100%. Yes. Like, Rock of Love.
Yes.
Genius.
Yes.
Girls Next Door. Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Pretty wild. So exploitative.
So as the mom, Andrea's, she's like, I homeschool the girls 4 days a week, and like chaos is just going around. So she's like, girls, school time. And they like roll down to their like tiny couch that like, and they all sit on it, and like they're like rolling their eyes, like they're all annoyed. And she's like, you guys, where's Tess? Tess, she's like yelling, and they're like, Alexis is like, I don't know, like she maybe didn't come home last night. She might have slipped out. And the mom's like, so did she slip out or didn't she? So like, it's like this whole thing. And then dun, 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 the front door opens and Tess rolls in barefoot carrying red bottoms in. And she's like, with sunglasses on, like just lit. She's like, oh, I'm here. And she's like, I told you not to go out on a school night, Tess. And she's like, and then like she's in a confessional and she's like, I'm not really into rules. I don't like when anyone tells me what to do. So sorry.
I thought the best part was her defense to her mother was, sorry, like I couldn't drive. Okay. That's why I didn't come home. And she's like, okay. And so it is.
I
was wasted. I was shit faced. Like, just say it.
What would it have been like for you if your mother was like this? Like, so just like, okay. Like, would you have gone wild or would you be like Gabby?
No, actually, by the time they got to me, my mom kind of was like this. Not like Andrea, but she was the most strict with Michaela's mom because she was the first one.
Uh-huh.
So by the time they went through four girls or got to me, they realized like first of all, every kid's different.
Right.
But they realize like sometimes like the super strict rules like you had, kids will push back on that. I think they were, because I was like really headstrong, I think they were afraid I might have been the pushback type.
Uh-huh.
And so I had a whole different rules than my sisters grew up with. Like I was never grounded. I wasn't really punished. Like I didn't really like have a curfew ever. If I didn't come home, she's like, well, I just would have appreciated you called. I'm like, meh. You know, it was more disappointment. I didn't get in trouble, really. And it worked.
Wow.
It worked because when I was like junior high, she did try to like not let me do things. It pushed me the other way. And then
it made you do bad things?
So then I would like party or whatnot. But then when I had more freedom and I was like, I see the life path this is going down for certain people. And I've also seen like what happened to my one sister, you know, where she did drugs and like that was like, you know, so long ago, like junior high or whatever. And she got out of it. But I saw like the destruction and I was like, I don't want to do this. Like I never did drugs, but you know what I mean? Just partying or whatever. I'm like, yeah, because I think I had the freedom. It wasn't like, I don't have it, so I must do it. It was kind of like, maybe I don't want to do this. And so I don't know. It worked for me, but it does. I think some kids do need more. Like, I think Gabby wants boundaries.
Yeah.
And thrives off boundaries.
Yes. Yeah, it also made it makes me sad, though, that she that she has to put up her own boundaries,
yeah,
to feel safe, because she feels so unsafe in how she just doesn't have that free personality where those three thrive on. And it's actually really hard to watch.
Yeah. Was your parents as strict with your brother as you?
No.
Hmm.
No. Speaking of,
you're way more driven and
you've
done so much in life. And
yes. I actually, there's like some parts of that I'm so jealous of my brother. Like, I don't even know if it's true, but he just has the ability to not care if he disappoints people.
Mm-hmm.
And if my mom is like, oh, well, I thought you were coming over today, I will literally drop what I'm doing, cancel my plans, and be like, well, I have to go over because I disappointed her. And like, I will stop everything. And I do that with everyone in my life because that's how they manipulate me, you know? And it's,
yeah.
And I'm jealous of him because he's just able to be like, I can't make it. And they're like, oh my gosh, okay, no problem. You know, it's like, wait a second, I just said that, but then you made that comment after.
Like the passive aggressive, like, well, did you have something more important to do today?
Well, it's not like you have a job. You know, it's like, I'm sorry, like, but.
You mean that little podcast thing?
Oh, yeah.
So selfish.
The one where you went to Kentucky and left your children? Wow, okay, Holly, I hope you don't do that again. Your daughter cried. You know, it's like, okay, mom.
Phil's character.
Anyways.
We all cry.
I went to Laughlin this week. I did like a little river trip with the family. And it was a horrible hotel that had like no channels. And
what hotel was it?
It was the Aquarius, which wasn't a horrible. It was it's the best one there.
Yeah, I was going to stay there next time because the original one was like, I went to the Aquarius and I was like, smells so good in here. It's clean.
No, it's the best. Like,
pool's better.
I guess I'm talking about the TV and the accommodations a little bit more.
Okay.
But so there was like no channels. The only thing I could watch was freaking Friends. And I was like, absolutely, like my heart was being out. I was just getting so mad watching it and thinking of Jax and Brittany.
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. I was just, I could not. Like just watching Friends and how stupid some of the things are that like they are copying was just sending me. I like the show just like everyone else, but I do not worship it the way they do. And seeing that they're trying to act like those people like just sends me over the edge.
Even their stupid little door frame things like
that. Yes.
Like really? And they still have it.
I just like I was just identifying like so many things that like they are doing to act like the Friends cast.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Ugh.
And I was watching the Monica and Monica and Ross parents thing.
Yeah.
And
it's so you.
Yeah. That was something.
It's finally him when his wife leaves him and she's a lesbian and she's like, finally they're gonna like get on Ross, and they turn and they're like to Monica, and you knew about this and didn't tell us? Like, it still got back to her.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my gosh.
Anyways, so
okay, so it's time for
law of attraction.
Yes. So she starts her lesson plan, and when I saw her walking over with like magazines and stuff like that, I was like, my gosh, like I wish that this was my schooling experience. Like,
yeah.
I would love to sit there and meditate all day and make a vision board. So she's like, you guys, like, I think that you've been hanging out maybe like with, you know, the wrong crowd. So we're going to make a vision board of like people that inspire us, like characters that, you know, people that we want to be. Let's talk about, I don't know, Angelina Jolie. What are some characteristics about her that you like? And the Tessa or someone says her husband.
Yeah.
And they're like, ha, ha, ha.
And Alexis is like, her hot bod.
And she's like, well, that's actually not a characteristic, Tess, Alexis. So that kind of like ends that. They're working on their thing.
Well, I like when she says, though, about she's kind of lecturing them about who they've been hanging around with. And this leads up to what's coming up in upcoming episodes that you guys will understand. If you don't know anything about the show, a lot of you probably do, so you know what it ends up leading to. But what she says is, you know, be careful who you surround yourself with, because you become the average of those people. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But then I also thought it was kind of interesting. I'm thinking, you become the average of those people. But yet you have a stripper pole that you have your teenage daughters on in your house. You have them dosed up on Adderall, all of them. You let them go out and stay out all night, smoke in the hot tub. Like, maybe they're becoming the average of you.
Yeah.
But yet you don't not like her, you know?
I mean, she's very, like, I'm concerned.
She's a little Dana-ish.
Yeah.
She's got some Dana undertones.
And, like, Kris Jenner undertones to me, too.
Yeah.
So the next scene, they are, Tess and, Alexis are going for an audition. They're auditioning, to be like the spokesperson or like part of the fashion line representatives for a lingerie line called Beata. Now, are you familiar with this?
I don't remember. Like,
It sounds so familiar to me. So I think, was it like La Perla level though? Or
no, like, no. They would not like, have those like, girls for La Perla.
Like knockoffs trashier than...
I want to say... what's the one I'm thinking of? I can't think of it right now. It's been so long. But yeah, I'm sure they like were in the California Mart and, you know... I'm sure I saw them on the... When you go in the California Mart and they're playing all the like fashion shows that they had.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of the line. It's going to drive me nuts. Anyways, yeah, they wouldn't have these girls.
So they explain that like this is like a big part of LA fashion. And I believe at the time that it was, because girls were literally walking around in lingerie a lot at this time, you know, for Halloween parties or like Sarah mentioned, the girls next door were really big. It was just very in to be, you know, walking around in this sort of like look.
They
like,
had that. That was the era where they had those pinup girl trading cards.
Yes.
What's it? They're like baseball cards, but with like, because Aubrey had one.
Mm-hmm.
They had your picture on there, like a lingerie model.
And I loved how it was for the audition. So the girls walk in like with their lookbook and they're like, hi, like I'm Tess, I'm Alexa. And then the mom comes in. She's like, and I'm their mom/manager.
And I also used to be a lingerie model.
Oh my gosh. When she said that, I died. And like they did not care. They were like, okay, like go sit down, please. Like we do not need you in here.
When we all cringe every time my sister tells a stranger she was a Vikings cheerleader. We're all like, we literally curl up into like a turtle shell. And we're like, shriek back. We're like, God, don't she said it again.
Really? I wouldn't be that embarrassed about that. Oh, she says it all the time?
All the time.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I
feel like I went to, you're like in Texas. I went to a football game last weekend. Oh, really? I was a Vikings cheerleader.
Oh, okay.
It's like, if it's relevant, like, oh, I play for the Vikings.
I love the Vikings, yeah.
Oh, a long time ago, I was a... She said it's an icebreaker for, like, you know, when she's meeting people at work or whatever that love the Vikings. But I've never been, like, in her work environment, and I hear it all the time. So that's fine if that's what she's saying, but we all hear it in other situations. Just embarrassing.
That's so funny.
It's like name dropping yourself.
Yeah, I get that. You kind of want someone else to bring it up and go say, hey, were you possibly like a cheerleader for...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we said with like Lala's car last week, like say, mom, can you tag me in that and make me look good?
Yeah.
Don't take it yourself.
So they, you know, the girls are excited for this opportunity and they're like, well, listen, we need to like do a test shoot with you, see, you know, what you guys got going on. So I loved that the girls strip down and they do measurements on them and they yell out, they start with Tess, 33 bust, 24 waist, 34 hips.
And I'm out.
And
I have to take a moment to cry.
Then they go to Alexis and I was like, okay, like they do not have the same exact body. Let's see what her measurements are. 33 same. Bust, 24 waist, 34 hips. Wow.
Yeah.
So they both, you know, get in the lingerie, whatever. And they're taking like some test photos of them. And Andrea's in the background like, spread your feet a little. Tighten your arms, like spread. Great job. I mean, this is when I was getting like Kris Jenner vibes because it was like, you're doing great, honey.
I'm so proud of you. It's like, for what? Being pretty? For being tiny?
Yeah. I mean, like, that is something to be proud of, I think. Like,
they were born like that, so they didn't work for it. They're not at the gym. They're on Adderall, and as we learn later, some other things.
Yeah.
So that's not really something to be proud of. If they're at the gym and earn, like...
I mean, when you're young, though, you don't need to earn it.
No, you don't. Like, that's why I said they were born like that, because they're still teenagers.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you do want to look like that, there is a way for you guys to earn it easily and very convenient. As you guys have heard us talk about before, OpenFit is a great new streaming app that you can stream onto your computer, on your phone, on your Roku, to your web-enabled TV. It really brings the workout to you, whether you're in your living room or on the road in a hotel or wherever you may be. So you can do any type of workout in as little as 10 minutes a day. You can work out with amazing trainers like Andrea Rogers, who founded Extend Bar. They have a new workout called Rough Around the Edges that has 6 of the most badass stunt women in the business. And that one I thought was interesting because that one was new to me. They have 17 different workouts in that area that include cardio, MMA, resistance, HIIT, core training, dance, like just a ton of options. And then, you know, they also have the other standards like yoga, and they have the Tough Mudder. If you really want to see some results quick, try the Tough Mudder. That's, you know, kind of like what it sounds like. It's led by champion Hunter McIntyre, and it really, if you have 30 days, it can really whip you into shape with that workout. But anyways, if you guys want to try it out, whether you just want to get in shape, whether you want to lose weight, just be stronger, you can go and try their OpenFit 30-day challenge. Our listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit when you text VPR to 303030. So text VPR to 303030 and get a free 30-day trial membership. And you can try any of these workouts, whether it be the 10-minute/600-second workouts, yoga, Tough Mudder. It's a great way to try these classes without having to go to a studio and like feel insecure and embarrassed and that sort of thing. So anyways, it just reminded me when we were talking about these modeling contracts.
That was an amazing intro. I mean, great segue. Yes.
All right. So then they get the contract.
Yeah. It's like an exciting moment for them. She's like, I'd like to make both of you an offer, a 2-year contract. So, I mean, they are so excited. Their mom is just like, so, you know, their career is really taking off at this point.
And that's a lot to be the face of it. Also, the runway, to go to the events and be the spokesmodel.
It could be a lot of exposure. Yeah.
Print. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And they can get other contracts, just like not lingerie ones.
So, and at the time, I seriously remember this brand. So I'll have to look into it a little bit more, but I remember it.
Yeah. If I was talking to my sister, I'd ask her if she remembers it, but
yeah,
it's not worth it.
So next up, there was like a little bit of like a Vanderpump Rules related info, because they were talking about Mickey Avalon. Now
who is he? Is he actually, they're saying rock star. I don't even know who he is.
You don't know who Mickey Avalon is?
And I know
is?
Like a, I know every rock star in the world. No.
Well, then you don't know Mickey Avalon. Mickey Avalon was very big at this time, like huge on like MySpace and stuff like that. Like, he's not as big as they were making him, but like for this era, he was huge. I can't think of his song right now, but you would know it. Like, he
had like one song,
a couple, yeah, that were like very,
besides
like
the Kid Rock one.
Like I said, they're very, very much like a MySpace moment.
I'm looking it up,
but the reason why I say that it's Vanderpump Rules related is there is a Mickey Avalon who's always around the Vanderpump Rules people, and when I would see Mickey Avalon tagged, I thought, what the hell is Mickey Avalon doing hanging out with these people? And it's not, it just happens to be another guy with the same name.
I thought maybe you were gonna say Tom was in a band with him too.
No.
Oh, MySpace records. Avalon's songs are his experiences with substance abuse and prostitution. Was he a prostitute or he hired prostitutes? His birth name is Yeshi Pearl.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, I got to hear a song. Hip-hop, metalcore.
Oh, My Dick. This was the popular one. Let's play it. Remember this?
No.
Oh, my God. Let me see if I still remember the lyrics.
I remember Dick in a Box.
My Dick. My dick cost a late night fee. Yo, dick got the HIV. My dick went on the double feature screen. Yo, dick went straight to DVD. My dick bigger than a bridge. Yo, dick look like a little kid. I mean, honestly, like I had this on mixtapes and would like roll around Huntington Beach with it blasting like this. It was literally one of my jams. Like Mickey Avalon was like,
oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah. So he was like very much. It was like, I don't think that anyone other than like nerds on MySpace knew who he was.
OK.
So the girls were exaggerating, just like they were exaggerating about Ryan Cabrera or whoever that, you know.
That was another screenshot I took of that hair.
Yeah, we'll get into that too.
I do know who that is.
So
he's doing a Rock Bitch video with Kid Rock. Now, was that ever a video? I guess we'll have to find out.
I believe so.
Okay.
Yes, it was.
And then I love this. So they're still under 18, right? Or Tess might be 18.
Yeah.
So they're taking these girls to a strip club to see which one is better on the pole. That's lovely.
I don't think they were at a strip club. I think it just there just happened to be a pole where they were
like,
or something.
Like a lounge or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Kind of looked like.
But I do think that that was like a normal thing that happened in that era is everyone just got into places they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you run wild in Hollywood.
And those guys are so gross, too.
Yes.
And, like, they're looking at these teenage girls, and then they're having them get up on a stripper pole. I'm like, this is just so wrong. But it's good for TV.
So, next, we kind of segue into the next scene, right? Yeah.
LAPD.
The same knock that happened here.
Yes, the same police knock. I told you I did that to Julia once. I dropped something off unexpected and I did the police knock and she didn't answer the door.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. So the police knock happens and Gabby is the only one that's like truly freaking out. The mom's like, ha, ha, and she's like, Mom, like girls, get up. Like she like it stresses out so badly for them. The other thing that really like breaks my heart about Gabby is she feels bad for her sisters, even when she knows that they have possibly done something bad. She feels bad that they are feeling bad for getting caught. Like, I honestly feel like she has like she's like such a. I don't even know. She's caregiver. So sensitive. Yeah. An empath or something like. Mm-hmm. So the cops are at the door. They're like, we have a warrant to search the house.
Shut off the cameras, secure your animals.
No filming. And so the cameras go down. Next we have, them kind of explaining that Alexis was taken in handcuffs. The biological father, Michael, is that his name? Michael was there.
He looked like Sandoval's dad, but like a gangbanger version.
Yes. And right away, they're trying to like kind of like explain what's going on. And they're Andrea says that
she knew this would happen with these high school friends of hers.
Yeah, that these things were stolen by an old high school friend. And she's like, let's just do a prayer circle right now.
I thought that was funny that that's the most important thing. Like, you don't want to race down and bail her out. You thought, no, let's stop and do a prayer circle first.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It actually, when they did that, it actually, like, I felt like, did they know it was going to take so long that they had a little bit of time? Did someone tell them or have they been through this before?
Yeah. I mean, I get it. If they literally just walked her out the door, they knew they'd just be waiting. But still.
Still, I would want my family waiting there at the place. Like, you feel safer. Not prayer circling in the kitchen.
Exactly.
So then let's see.
She says, this whole experience is strictly for the highest good for each and every outcome, and we give thanks. And so it is. So that this is a good experience?
It didn't quite make sense to me because nothing was for the higher good at that point.
Of every outcome. Like, huh? Like, I mean, Gabby said, it's the universe sending a wake-up call. Okay, that made more sense.
The higher good would be that Orlando Bloom gets his shit back. You know what I mean? Like, that would be the higher good. And the stuff, off, you know, we'll get into that too. Okay, so they're freaking out. They're in the car. They're all just like, you know, up in arms about what's going on. And they find out that Alexis waived her right to an attorney.
Yeah.
And they're like, she doesn't even know what that means. Stupid, you know.
Well, she shouldn't be interrogated without a parent there.
Yeah.
They can't use anything unless she has an attorney or a parent, a guardian.
Yeah.
So, but it's not like she knew that.
Well, I'm sure that they did say, do you want to waive your rights to an attorney? Do you want to start talking and get yourself out of here? And she's probably like, yes.
Yeah.
Of course they did that.
But it's probably, well, I guess it doesn't matter. It's not going to hold up. But then again, by that point, they're going to have more information that they can, yeah.
That's how they work.
Yeah. Shady little crafty fuckers. Just kidding. Love them.
So 13 hours later, she's released.
And they have like, she doesn't want her face shown and stuff. So they have something to cover her. Which I wouldn't either, because you've probably been crying for 13 hours and your face is all puffy and swollen and red and blotchy.
Speaking of someone who has been held in, I possibly was in the same jail as her. No, I don't think so. Mine was worse.
Mm. Were you at the one downtown LA?
Yeah.
Because that's where I wasn't there, but when my sister was in the car accident, it's the scariest place on earth. Like,
yeah.
We went in because we were too scared to wait, and I was with a guy. We were too scared to wait in the car outside because there was just such bad people coming around. So we go in the police station to wait. There's bad people coming in there too, and we weren't secured, and the cops were behind their bulletproof glass. And I'm like, we're just as unsafe inside the station right now because there were some real scary ass people popping in, and nobody seemed to care. So I think that's probably where you were. And it is,
I don't know. I just wanted to speak on for a second, like, because if I had never been to jail, I may have thought that she was being dramatic when she came out from being in there for 13 hours and saying, like, that was the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my entire life. I might say that's really dramatic, you know, and there's people that are in there for a long time. Like, you know, that's being incredible. But for someone who's never been to jail and going there, it is very scary. And
it's scary for someone that has been to jail.
It really is like an experience that changes you, and something that you would never want anyone to experience. Even people I hate, when I hear that they go to jail, I'm like, oh, like I feel bad.
Our friend that went and was on her period, like the beginning of her period, and they don't give you tampons in there, and any pads they give out, all the senior people or the locals or the long timers take them all. They hoard them all because they use them as shoes or they sell them. So she had nothing. Like I would have just died, literally.
So what do you do? You just bleed on the floor?
I guess through your clothes. I don't know. Can't just sit on the toilet. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. Horrifying.
Yes.
And fucked up. Like, come on, you can manage it better. You know what? It's like, you should be able to go to a CEO and be like, I need this.
Yeah.
They took them all, and she did, and they're like, too bad. Dicks.
Yeah, that's rough.
Okay, so, yeah, I mean, I'm sure it was terrible.
Yeah, so basically, like, it's actually quite jarring watching the episode because we really have no details. They're basically maintaining her innocence all the way up to this point. And then slowly they're giving us details and they're saying that this was, you know, regarding the Hollywood break-ins that have happened. And little by little, they're like leaking things about this case, and we're starting to piece together that she was possibly involved with the robberies that have happened around Hollywood to some of the celebrities' homes, such as Orlando Bloom, Rachel Bilson, Lindsay Lohan. You know,
Paris was in there too, right? They just didn't mention her yet.
Yeah.
Which is later known as the Bling Ring.
Yes. So, the next thing that happens is she goes home and, you know, everyone is still just like, don't worry, like, this is going to be put behind you. It'll be over soon, which I thought was funny. Like, this is very serious. And for them to just be like, don't worry, you're like, it's just like, my life's really complicated right now. She gets a phone call, and one of the most satisfying things of this series, you guys, is when Alexis Nyers gets a phone call. She's so good on the phone that it's like you can't take your eyes off of her. She is riveting on screen. So she gets this phone call, and it's Beata, the lingerie place who had just offered her the 2-year contract. And it just happens to be the night of the fashion show that she's supposed to walk. And the director, owner, whoever, says, you know what, I'm sorry, like, I've been watching the news, and I let you know that, you know, we really care about our brand and the image, and I just can't have someone that's made your choices walk for us. So I'm going to have you not walk. And she starts, Alexis just loses her shit. And she's like, I'm sorry. I'm just really upset. Like, no one's thinking about how I feel. Like, I think my words have been twisted and manipulated. And I can't believe that it's affecting me in this way. And she actually was respectful about it. Like, she apologized to her.
She understood.
Yeah, she understood. But
It does suck, especially until you're like proven innocent or guilty. It does suck to like.
Oh, totally. You know. And at this point, like I said, how they're presenting it to us as the viewer, we're not sure. They're acting like she's innocent. Yeah. You know, like they're like, oh, like she has been framed.
Yeah.
That's kind of how like we're feeling. So
especially when they talk about the videos, you can't see anything.
Right.
So it's just he said, she said, but we'll get there in the next episode.
So
they continue with the fashion show and just Tess walks. So
yeah, so she's like, so she hangs up the phone. And she's like, this is bullshit. My life is over. This has been my biggest dream. It's all I've been working for. And Tess gets to walk. And the mom's like, support your sister. Like, and they like storm off. And like, you can tell that Tess is feeling guilty that she is getting to walk, or that she wasn't involved in this, or whatever the case is.
I mean, they did interview Tess too. Did they arrest her, but they let her go right away? Or they just interviewed her?
She was never arrested. She was questioned. Yeah.
Right.
Which is interesting. Just the fact that like, yeah, that her involvement wasn't there is just pretty interesting. Like,
yeah,
it just sucks for Alexis that she, like, the choices she made, you know? Yeah. So,
Now, I didn't think they did a very good job on their hair and makeup. I don't think she looked very good. Because she's stunning, and I thought they made her less stunning.
Yeah, I felt like that happened to her a couple times. Like, whenever you would see her, like, she's gorgeous. And a couple of times when I'd see photos of her, it was like, ooh, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
So basically this episode ends with, the fashion show happening, and, Tess walks down. She looks amazing. You know, her body is so beautiful, and she looks good. She's happy. She says that she thinks she hears her mom yelling, and she thought she heard her sister. Sure enough, Alexis did come to support her, and it was a cute moment.
Great.
Yeah. She looked good. Don't know that she looked 100% sober in that moment, but she looked really good.
Did you see she has is that a diamond tattoo on her ring finger?
I didn't notice.
Yeah, it's her right ring finger. It's like a diamond.
Oh.
I think. But it's like that, you know, tattoo ink. It's not like diamond colored. It's like dark green or whatever.
Yeah. So I don't know. And then I liked that they like that, Tess thanked Alexis for coming. Like, so they're back at the house. They're like, that was like so amazing. Like, next time we'll be doing it together. And she's like, thank you so much for coming. And I don't know. It was just like a, as effed up as a family they are, like, I do, it is like something special the way they all come together and care about each other, where I see why they all feed off of each other, because they're crazy and then, like, yet they protect each other. It's like, it's just interesting.
Yeah.
So that's the end of episode one, you guys.
Cool. So you want to do two or just do that in a separate?
Yeah, we'll do the second one. We'll do a separate podcast.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so those of you that don't want a long podcast, it's your lucky day. And if you want an even shorter one, stay tuned for the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.